Welcome to Active Full Space. It is Friday, April 18th. My Bangladeshi friends are busy in a different space talking about politics. And I am going to share with you the three programs that we have identified as our 2025-2026 Active Full programs that we are going to launch. So this is just a brief description or brief overview of these three programs. The first thing, ActiveFull is a social enterprise. It has been formed in US as a cap profit, for-profit organization. The investors in ActiveFull cannot maximize profit by laws. Says that if an investor puts in money, the investor is only allowed to take at most 5x. The founding investors, which include me, cannot take more than 1x. So basically, if I put in $100, I can only take out $100 out as profit. So this allows us to not focus on profit, but at the same time, it is a for-profit. So the ActiveFull platform, the company must make money to use the profits to produce social goods. That's kind of the premise. We have added a Y Combinator twist to this company because instead of generating our own products and services, we rather acquire third-party companies like startups. That is our goal is to acquire micro startups, small startups, and then run those startups with their founders, help them get better at selling their products and services. And we would normally acquire the startup's ownership for 5 years. And then every year the startup is profitable. We will slowly lose our equity. Eventually, after 5 years, our equity would be zero in that startup. So basically, we acquire a startup's ownership, a percentage of those startups, in return for funding and advisory and other services, technical services, technology. And as the startup progresses, we will lose the ownerships over the course of 5 years to be zero. So the startup is on their own and hopefully growing and doing their own things. So with that model, we are getting started. This company was formed very recently, post August 5th, 2024. All the paperwork was done this year. Now we have identified three programs that we want to take part in. They are mostly using the investor funds because we don't have revenue generating elements yet. So I want to discuss the three programs that we are focused in. Again, our focus is youth, Bangladeshi youth at this moment, Bangladeshi born youth in around the world and in Bangladesh. So we have categorized the youth in three different age brackets. The K-12 youth, the students basically who are studying in high schools and colleges. Then we have the freshly graduate youth, the people who just finished their degrees, and then people who are looking for entrepreneurial opportunity, a little bit more mature youth. And so first, K-12 youth, these group, the students, high school and college, up to 12th grade students, for them, we have a peer-to-peer learning program, a STEM-based program, where we want to bring in American, Bangladeshi-born American youth and youth from elsewhere, like Australia and other countries, to have a peer-to-peer relationship, learning relationship, STEM-based learning relationship with a cohort of Bangladeshi youth. So for example, this year, we are going to take half a dozen to a dozen American and Australian youth under their parents' supervision, because the parents are part of Actiful, and create a peer-to-peer collaboration project where the kids from outside will have a cohort in Bangladesh, in various areas of Bangladesh, through various schools, and they will develop some STEM programs collaboratively, and they will be using various tools to perform this collaboration. And the collaboration will be supervised and monitored by the adults, because we are developing the technology as well, and we want to make sure everything is kosher. For example, a American based American K-12 Bangladeshi born youth would have a cohort in Bangladesh where they may collaborate with 10 other students in Bangladesh. And yeah, we see a 1-to-10, but 1-to-12 relationship, because the youth on the outside has much more resources because they are funded, so they can actually offer various facilities to the youth in Bangladesh, and they will be developing STEM programs, and the outcome of the programs would be presentations. Potentially, we'll be publishing journal articles, papers through them, depending on the projects. So we're identifying the projects, and we're also developing all the logistics for this program, the peer-to-peer youth STEM development program. The purpose of this program is to create a very big awareness on the side of the Bangladeshi American and Bangladeshi Australian, Bangladeshi expat youth, about Bangladeshi youth in Bangladesh, and the reverse is for Bangladeshi youth from Bangladesh to learn more about their brothers and sisters in other parts of the world, and learn how they are going through their own learning process, and collaboratively build presentation skill, public speaking skill, present, and also work together to develop and publish, hopefully, scientific articles that we can then publish in some youth journals and potential journals, scientific journals. We have identified a 6-person university professor as our kind of advisory, and a large dozen plus industrial experts in various technology and professional fields that will help review the work that is being done, and give us a outside third party ranking based on our criteria, so that we can see if the program was effective. So we have lots of KPI that we'll measure, and once this program is if and once this program is successful, we plan to do a big event in Bangladesh where the students are going to communicate their projects with other students who did not participate, and encourage them to join this program. We envision this program would be a TED-like event by student for the student, and we hope that will happen in 2026, the end of 2026. So this program is under heavy review and being adjusted for the timeline, and all the things, logistical things, are being figured out. For example, the STEM programs would require developing kits that will include electronics and other tools and accessories and potentially books that needs to be shared between the groups. So they are going to be funded by the US and Australia based the kids that are funded by Actiful group. So these there's a lot of things to be done, so we're working on it, and we hope to get that program started very soon. We are looking at publishing this program's detail on our website very soon, within April, and we'll get started in likely to get started in summer when the kids are in summer break. So that's our peer-to-peer program, which is the youngest group for the K-12 group. Then the second group is the group that has, this is solely for the Bangladeshi-based kids who have just finished their university programs, bachelor's degree, and are looking for internship in Bangladesh. And this is where we feel we can provide a great value by allowing US, Canadian, Australian, Bangladeshi experts everywhere an ability to sponsor a internship in Bangladesh. So, for example, we will identify a dozen plus companies in Bangladesh that can offer internship in their locations in Bangladesh, various parts of Bangladesh, and we will then ask Bangladeshi graduates to from various universities through university programs apply through ActiveFull for these internships, and we'll match these internship with the respective companies. Once there's a match accepted by both parties, we will have ActiveFull itself fund some of these internship, and we'll also encourage others who are part of the ActiveFull support group to do their own contribution, and they can directly fund this internship through ActiveFull system. Now, ActiveFull is a provider. ActiveFull is a for-profit company, so we will take a fee for that. So again, this is why it's not a non-profit. We are not giving anything free, because we want to be a social business and we need to have profit coming in so that we can actually distribute that profit to build other programs and goods that are good for the society. So first we'll start with our own investments, and then we'll showcase our technology capability, connection network to people who want to use this platform to do social goods through us. And therefore, the platform will become a revenue generator for us. So, the internship program's goal for this year is 10 to 20 internship. We have already identified some companies in Bangladesh. We also identified some supporters beyond ActiveFull in the US and other countries who would like to participate. So therefore, we have two parties, the donors, the providers of the ActiveFull providers of this internship program funds, and also the companies. And now we're just figuring out the application tracking process, where applicants who want to participate would provide their information, and then the automatic matching that we will do through our system is also being developed. So this is the second part of our efforts. First project was K-12 based. Second project was, once they graduate university, give them a chance to have an internship in Bangladesh with Bangladeshi companies. Basically, first internship is on us. That's what we're trying to do by taking away one of the pain points for companies, which is funds. Many companies have limited internship capability. They have two to four internships, and they cannot do more because of the funding requirements. So we decided that we will step in, provide a pain-free funding mechanism where the funder from outside can directly fund the internship, and that therefore the company would have more choices to offer more internship to the local graduates, which is going to be great. So this is the second tier program, K-12, then graduation. And then our third tier program is a marketplace where we want Bangladeshi the freelancers who are looking for work, consulting work, to have an exclusive marketplace where only verified Bangladeshi vendors, freelancers can participate. Therefore, we are reducing the competition where other countries, vendors from other countries cannot participate in this environment. And then we are bringing their services to expat Bangladeshi companies and professionals and individuals. So we'll be promoting heavily in North America, Australia, and England and other countries, Canada, where we would ask the expat Bangladeshis to hire the consultancy services that includes software development, to creative work, to gig work, to virtual assistants, to what you name it, whatever it is possible for them to hire these individuals. And this is a friendly environment where the individuals in Bangladesh can develop better communication with a friendly buyer of their services. And once they're built, they have built their skill set of communicating, delivering, and being professional, they would be able to operate in other larger environments that is, already available throughout the internet. However, we also have other twists to this. We want some of these vendors to form a virtual company. And when they form a virtual company, they are basically taking the first step towards developing a startup. Our hope is that these freelancers will form a virtual company through our platform and start working together as a group, delivering a better solution. So, for example, somebody may be good at software, somebody may be good at creative work, marketing work, somebody may be good at writing work. So all of them together can form virtual companies and look at working together virtually to earn a business, the ability to work with Americans, Canadian, Australian, and businesses that are in the US. They can hire them because this is the, they get everything done in one place. So hopefully this concept will lead to forming physical startups in the coming years. And that's when we would create the fourth program, which would actually fund startups. So we're going gradually from K-12 STEM development and a communication skill development, developing public speaking skills, developing writing skills, developing skills that will lead to publications. Then we're going to internship programs. Then we're going to allowing, thousands of graduates who are venturing into the virtual work through consultancy to try out a virtual company form to build a pre-startup and working together, learning to work with other people, finding co-founders and finding a group that works well. And then once they are working well in a virtual setup, they can then go to full startup mode, develop a company and develop product line and service, and be a physically strong startup ready with all the tools and technique needed to be successful. And by this, we feel that we will also have the angel and VC program that'll be ready by then in the next few years. Hopefully sooner than later to fund some of these startups. So our process is to gradually start from the root, which is student level, graduation, and then post-graduation, virtual work to a physical startup. So we're incubating these various steps in a very small but a measured way. And this is what our vision is, to help Bangladeshi youth gradually learn the process of being part of something and building something of their own. And this is pretty much the plan. We have a four board member organization. We have a large advisory group that are available for us to advise on various matters of technology, legal and business and politics in around Bangladesh. Hopefully, some of our work will be successful, and we hope to engage a large number of youth post the first year. First year is going to be small because we don't want to break everything. We do want to break things, but we don't want to break everything. So we are working towards a solution that gives us in control. At the same time, we are exploring all the three elements of our kind of mission. So that's it. So I hope this explains what ActiveFool is all about. Thank you very much.